We rise for the hearing of the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel according to Luke, the 17th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
And he said to his disciples, temptations to sin are sure to come, but woe to the one through whom they come. It would be better for him if a millstone were hung around his neck and he were cast into the sea, than that he should cause one of these little ones to sin. Pay attention to yourselves. If your brother sins, rebuke him. And if he repents, forgive him. And if the sin is against you, seven times in the day, and turns to you your seven times saying, I repent, you must forgive him. The apostles said to the Lord, increase our faith. And the Lord said, if you had faith like a grain of mustard seed, you should say to the mustard seed, be uprooted and planted in the sea, and it would obey you. Will any one of you who has a servant plowing or keeping sheep say to him when he has come from the field, come at once and recline at table? Will he not rather say to him, prepare supper for me and dress properly, and service me while I eat and drink, and afterwards you will eat and drink? Does he thank the servant because he did what was commanded? So you also, when you have done all that you were commanded, say, we are unworthy servants. We have only done what was our duty. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Grace, peace, and mercy to you all from God, our Heavenly Father, and from his dear Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text is based on the gospel lesson for the day, which we found and have just read to you in the Gospel of Luke, beginning with the 17th chapter and the first verse, but I would like to re-emphasize verse 5. The apostles said to the Lord, increase our faith. And the Lord said, if you had faith like a grain of mustard seed, you would say to the mulberry tree, be uprooted and planted in the sea, and it would obey you. This is our text. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Faith. It is a word that in religious circles we tend to look at it sometimes with eyes that are very skeptical. Faith is one of those things that, as a Christian, it is only the word that truly is our basis and belief that we have in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and God our Father. But yet, most of us think it is something that we create from within. Like, for example, we all are sitting on objects that we have faith that would support our weight. I don't think any of us would sit down in these instruments unless we truly believe that it would keep us from falling to the ground. But yet, the faith that I speak about and that we believe in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is something that is not with something we experience or trust because of the sturdiness of it, or because of the fact that we see it and experiencing it, but it's something that we believe, just much like we believe that things like the sun will come up tomorrow, or that we will have food when we get home after services today. Faith is the thing that is not always, as Scripture says, that we see, but it is something that we, by our belief, trust in the Lord that He will provide for us. When we are truly dealing in faith, we are going denying logic, denying experience, even denying things that we wish we had more faith in, such as truly the Lord's will be done on November, whatever that date is. To believe that the Lord will provide for us in our time of need, whether it be through old age, through our retirement, for us who are still young in school, that we will get that particular grade that we wish. Or for those who are still working, that we will get that raise and have that increase to provide for our wants and desires. We pray and use that word a lot, but scripturally, it is meant with the firm belief that that faith has already been provided. It is not something that we can go to the local grocery store and buy a quart of or a pound of, but God provides that for what we need. That faith that could sustain us through all our difficulties, all our challenges, and help us even through our own temptations, to do those things that deny the faith that we have in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To believe that God is truly faithful. Faith. It is something that is the basics, the core, the true understanding of who we are as God's children. We are, as the title of the sermon says, praying to God to always increase that faith that God has given to His people. But we're all human beings. We all don't have, at times, the significant amount of faith that the Lord is asking us to acquire and to put our trust and faith in Him. How many times have you been to the doctor's office, not feeling 100%, not knowing what he may tell you after taking a group of tests or experiencing a procedure, to believe that the doctor has some good news for you, that the doctor, through his words, will tell you everything's going to be all right, that the doctor is going to reassure you that you had nothing to worry about. And yet, if the doctor tells you good news, all well and good. You believed in the doctor. When I was dealing with my illness of cancer, my wife tells me, I barely remember it, but she tells me that I used to look at my surgeon as being God, because he delivered me from my cancer. He surgically removed all those evil cells from my body, not realizing that the source and the training and the understanding did not come from his knowledge or his abilities, but from God Himself. It was for Him that He was able to tap in to that source and provide through His skills to deliver me from my temptations. But yet, when we look at it, it is God who provides the faith that is necessary for us to achieve, to understand, and to move forward in our lives, giving him all the honor, the praise, and the glory. The Lord in his scripture for the day uses how faith can even defy things that mentally we have difficulty fully understanding. First of all, how many of you have seen a mustard seed? You know all how LWL uses that as a symbol. You can hardly see it. It is truly tiny. But yet, if planted, it will grow to look and to be as prosperous, much more than what you would faithfully think that it could do. Yet, we believe in the power of the mustard seed. Not because of what we see that exists, but because we know that God is able to make something as small as a mustard seed grow and serve and take shape much beyond than what it is looking at us in its infancy. I'm sure there are many things in our lives right now that we are only able to move forward on because of the faith we have. Not the faith that we created, not the faith that has been represented in the past, not the faith that we wish, but because of the faith that God, through his Son, has given us to believe in. To know that in spite of everything that we see around us, God is faithful. As this congregation still mourning the loss of your pastor, as he moves forward to continue his ministry in another place with other people, we know that the Lord is continue and will continue to be faithful to the people he left here in Chapel Hill. That by his belief and by his strength, God will continue to serve you, to bless you, to give you the necessary strength to keep you on your path, to know that there's still great things that you can do while you wait on the Lord to answer your prayers for a new shepherd. That it doesn't stop you to say, oh, I can sit back and sit down and just wait on the Lord. There are still things that you can do, and that the Lord will continue faithfully to provide for those needs. That the Lord will continue to be with you and to help you, even in the midst of your struggles, your shortcomings, and your temptations. That he is faithful, just like he is faithful at all things, to help us, to lead us, to guide us, and to bless us. Just like that little mustard seed. It's hard to comprehend, it's hard to see it grow, but we know that the Lord is able and will provide for his needs. Remember, we are always a people who walk by faith and not by what? Sight. We are a people who don't have to know always what we see will come through, but that the Lord, as he has been faithful to us, and those who believe in us or believe in him and his power in the past will continue to lead and to guide and to bless us on our journey as we continue to be his faithful people. In the midst of the things that trouble us, that our world experience, God is always faithful. God is always prudent. and the way in which he supports and keeps his people on purpose and helps us to move forward in his name. The next time you feel discouraged, the next time you do not feel that the Lord is not providing for all you need and all you desire, just remember that our Lord is always there to give us not everything we want, but to provide for all our needs. Even in the midst of things that disappoint us, even in the midst of things where we don't necessarily see our dreams come true, God's purpose is ultimately in front of our lives as he continues to guide us, to bless us, and to lead us ultimately to our ultimate reward. In the meantime, he has a few things for us to do while we wait on his appearing in our lives as we continue to be faithful servants in his service. My prayer is, even in the midst of our darkest days or our most disappointing things that don't always come true in our time, reminds me of that old spiritual that says, he may not always come when we want him, but when he comes, he's always on time. May God keep us faithful and blessed in his name as we serve him with gladness always. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, and the blessing Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, bless us and keep us forevermore. Amen.